Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. This Memorial Day weekend tends to be, I guess, is this the start of the boating season?
Yes, yes. Traditionally, this is the start of the boating season and weather dependent. And we are forecasted to have a beautiful weekend. And so, yeah, we expect a large amount of people to come out and launch their boats this weekend.
And what is the most common mistake that you see among people when they're first getting out on the water for the season?
The most common mistake is not making sure they have the proper safety equipment on the boat, and in particular, having the life jackets, having properly fitted life jackets for all their passengers. A lot of times you'll have small children on board where the operator didn't take into account, has all adult life jackets, and similar things like that. But safety equipment and life jackets in particular is the number one issue we have when we deal with boaters on the water.
You know, when you're driving your car down the highway and you have children in the car, they are required to be strapped in and in car seats and that kind of thing. But on the water, you tend to see people just sitting everywhere on a boat, up on the bow, enjoying the sun, and they're rolling down the our rivers at, you know, 35, 40, 50 miles an hour. Is that safe?
No, it's not. As a matter of fact, there is a regulation that was put into place about 4 or 5 years ago prohibiting people from riding on the bow of a boat while the boat is above slow no wake speed. So if you are just simply, as I like to say, puttering down the water, and you're not creating a wake, you can have passengers up on the bow. The moment you go at speed, you have to have all passengers in a seated area. And this is simply because people fall off the bow, and unfortunately, before the operator of the boat can react and shut the prop down, we've had some tragedies over the years to where people have had what's called prop chop, and we've had some fatalities. So, yeah, you have to sit in a seated area of a boat when the boat is above slow no wake speed.
Now, is there any requirement as far as who can drive the boat? I mean, is there a boat driver's license? Is there an age requirement?
Great question. Yes, there is a boater safety card, which is analogous to a driver's license for a boat. And persons born after January 1st, 1982, and the boat having more than 25 horsepower are required to have a boater safety certificate. And all persons, regardless of age, operating a personal watercraft, otherwise known as a jet ski, are required to have a boater safety certificate. So, yeah, great question, and there are regulations pertaining to that.
So if I go out on a boat with a friend of mine, and we're out and tooling around the rivers and enjoying themselves, and he says, hey, you want to drive for a while? And I say, sure. Am I legal doing that if I don't have it? I mean, does his work for me while we're out on the river?
No. Every boater safety card is specific to that person. And what that boater safety card tells the officer is that you've taken the mandatory education required to operate that boat. So, yeah, there is no one blanket card for the boat or for a party. Each card is specific, and again, it's analogous to a driver's license for a car.
Talking to Pennsylvania Water Conservation Officer Mike Johnson. Mike, one of the things that comes up every year is the issue of alcohol. What is the rule about alcohol on the river?
Alcohol on a river, it's very similar to alcohol with a motor vehicle, driving a car. Certain things are relaxed on the water. You are allowed to have open containers on the watercraft, and the operator is not prohibited from consuming alcohol on the boat. But where it comes into play is the operator has to be incredibly aware of his ability, his or her ability with the alcohol. As far as once you reach the per se limit, which is 0.08, just like a car, you can be subject to arrest. And there's also certain regulations pertaining to operating impaired, to where you don't necessarily have to rise to a 0.08, but if you are involved in an accident or otherwise show the inability to operate safely, you are still subject to arrest. And we are very proactive when it comes to boating under the influence, because when it comes to the safety of the other boaters out there, safety is our number one goal, and boating under the influence is definitely something that you can have great tragedies if you're impaired operating the boat.
We've had an awful lot of rain this spring. What are the conditions of the rivers right now?
The conditions of the river right now, operators definitely have to be mindful. The rivers are high. When the rivers are high, they tend to collect debris from the sides of the rivers, especially floating debris such as logs, which can cause damage to boats. It can also cause injury. If a boat were to hit a log at a high enough rate of speed, you could certainly have injury and do significant damage to the vessel. So you have to be very careful. Also, with the high water, the current is very strong, and novice boaters, people that don't have a lot of experience, really need to be very careful with strong current, because it definitely adds another dimension to operating on the rivers.
And steer clear of our dams and lock area, unless you're locking through, because you can get into trouble real quick, as we see every year. Mike Johnson, Waterways Conservation Officer, State of Pennsylvania. I appreciate you joining me at this early hour. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.